Eric, Levi.
My name is your mother, and I am proud to be meeting your father with my new family. I've got you, and you are my son.
Oh, shit.
There's gonna be that guy from those Britannic videos.
Evidence that we're not fucking around. Levi has watched the Cleveland show, people. He has been in the thick of it. He has been to the front lines to report on the issues live.
I've been in my pod watching Mr. Cleveland and his family perform Cleveland duties.
Dude, we would be the best. We would make the best OWA to the Watchers.
Oh, you fucking know it, dude.
Because, like, what's his problem? He has a job that every third guy in a Marvel comic has a job that is, I'm not allowed to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
We would do that so easily.
Comics we would never come really forward do to love warn a guy anyone. Who's not an actor.
Yeah.
He's not an actor, but he's gonna be this time. But don't expect that next time. And what's he gonna do next time? Oh, not act? Come on, he's gonna get involved. Come on, every time.
Yeah, what is here's how it works. As soon as you have to explain to someone that you can't help, like mm-hmm. someone who's part of the situation, you're already in it.
There's
Uatu or any of these other assholes having to, if they're already talking to Captain America and they have to tell him like, whoa, 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 buddy. I'm not allowed to get involved. It's like, all right, well, you're standing in front of me. You've
See,
already
that's
fucked
how,
up.
That's how Q in Star Trek is better than someone like Uatu. Because Q doesn't care. Q wants to get involved. Q is a little fucking smarmy freak.
He's a little asshole.
Yeah, he's a little fucking asshole.
But then you have
mm-hmm.
Go on.
Well, Uatu's like, because they're both like, I'm smarter than you, but Q's thing's like, I'm smarter than you, so I'm just gonna fuck with you all day long. And everyone's like, why would that be the natural progression in you being smarter and stronger? He's like,
yeah.
I don't have to explain it because I'm better than you. But Uatu,
yeah.
his thing's like, I'm smarter and better than you, so my thing is I'm gonna watch you forever and not
yeah.
do anything. And you're like, I bet I know what you're doing under that little robe, you purple fuck. And he's like, you didn't catch me doing anything. And you can
you
hear the sound of his fucking, like, his dick pump under it. He's like, that's something else. I have a condition, actually, and that's my bag for colonoscopy. And you're like, nah, come on, bro. Come
no,
on, we all caught you.
Dog,
Spider-Man saw you. Spider-Man used her fucking dick to shoot his rope from to sling so he could kick Doc Ock in the face.
So, my name is Eric.
And I'm Levi, and this is TV for White People.
And contrary to our lengthy conversation, we are not here to talk about a Marvel property. although, you know, give it time. Disney could buy Hulu.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
we're
that sounds
here
right.
to... Yeah, we're here to talk about a fun little show that has recently been birthed up by one of our favorite streaming platforms, Hulu. I don't know
somehow
if they own it or
a
what.
Worse UI experience every time they update. That's the Hulu guarantee.
Yeah, how would you rate the UIs for the streaming, like among the streaming platforms?
Netflix is that's got to be the lead, right? It goes
probably, yeah,
Netflix
probably, like,
up
it
top.
Makes sense.
Yeah. HBO is very good, and it could
it's,
even
yeah.
outpace Netflix in terms of UI experience if they committed at all to the actual trying to watch shows.
Yeah.
That's
so
fucking
the
awful.
The interesting thing about HBO Max or whatever is that, like, it is, like, has no desire to, like, cultivate, like, a user experience
yeah.
kind of like
yeah
not like
really
not
doesn't.
To say that the UI is bad, but it doesn't have there's
no,
there
again,
is
the
like
UI in terms of when you first enter HBO Max, that's very good.
Yeah, it's fine. Like you click, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like things make sense when you click on stuff, but like there is no like you watch something and then that's just it. Like you might as well be going to like a store and just renting something from a guy who doesn't care. Like that's the HBO experience. You'd think like even Amazon Prime Video has like some level of like, hey, you might like this. HBO's like, nah, fuck you. Or if it does have that algorithm, there's like no understanding how it works because you don't rate things. It doesn't seem to pull based on any sort of recommendations. It's just kind of like, yeah, we've got like 90 shows.
Yeah,
We've
I
got this
think that
catalog.
they have it's I think there might be one section somewhere for like things you might like, but it does seem, but I don't think that's, I think you're right that that's not true. That's kind of
Yeah.
crazy.
And you know, I was gonna say that Hulu has the worst UI, but I do think that competing with Hulu for bad UI is Disney Plus. Disney Plus's UI is
Disney
very
Plus's
annoying.
UI is very annoying, but you can easily navigate it still. There's still a section very prominent. This is what you're watching. It's in the first, I think that's the third thing down, but it's still on the first screen you see.
Here's what I
And
will
that's
say
really
about
what
the.
is a saving grace for it. It's right there on the third. It's terrible in terms of like all these collections and things. Bad UI, but it does show you what you're watching. What were you gonna say?
The one annoyance I have with the Disney Plus UI, and I don't know if there is some secret button code combination I have to hit on my remote to make it work right. I mean, I don't have it now, but I used to have it. So I don't know if this has been updated, but the fact that you cannot, at least it didn't seem like you could easily turn on a subtitles feature through the app while watching
Yeah,
something. You have to
no,
like exit the movie.
I think I've been able to recently.
Okay,
I
so
think
this
that
might
it's
have
just
changed in
at
recent.
your place that I've ever seen it not be able to.
Yeah, you've witnessed this then, like me trying to figure
So
out like
maybe it
what,
was
because I
like
don't want to just use the
the
TV
original time,
subtitles.
the original like release, it did that.
Well, that wasn't the original.
You're right, because it did update on yours. I don't know what
Yeah.
that was then.
Plus that like Disney Plus had been out for a little while when we were using it.
Yeah,
Like, and that was
exactly.
not the initial. I mean, that could be the I've heard that apparently the Roku apps are horribly
Maybe
managed
that's
as
what it
far as
is,
like
that
updates
mine
go.
was Amazon and yours was Roku.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, but
But
Roku City, it's got a new inhabitant now.
oh
Weird
shit.
Al is moving in.
Weird Al and his bud Neil Young starting up their own streaming service. But the Hulu UI is bad.
Oh yeah, but it lets you watch How I Met Your Father,
Yeah,
an important show.
if there's one positive thing that can be said about the Hulu UI, it's that it lets you watch maybe one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
It's that it's oh my
It's
God,
not
I can't
that. It's
even
not not that
create
bad.
words around it.
But it is bad.
It
It's
is
not great.
bad though. I
How I Met
forgot
Your
that Hulu had their own shows.
Yeah. Well, and this isn't even the first time that like historically someone has tried to make a follow-up to or a spin-off of How I Met Your Mother in the
That is
form of How I
crazy that
Met
it's
Your
not.
Dad or How I Met Your Father, which is like Jesus
Yeah,
Christ.
but
It's
this time it's gonna stick because Hilary Duff is in it.
more embarrassing than the like that 80s show, that 90s show thing, because like that How I Met Your Dad was a failure. At least they got the other shows off the ground. You may not have heard of them because because they just completely
No,
blacked out that
that
information.
80s show was a failure. That failed on the pilot.
Oh, okay, same deal. All right.
Yes.
It has not stopped them from apparently trying to greenlight
Yes,
a
they are
that 90s
green
show.
lighting a 90s. That's going to be so cool. I hope they do our episode.
I hope so too.
Dude, nothing would be better than if a real show based on that 70s show starts I think we had it start with child molestation.
That sounds right. Something in my heart tells me that that's probably true, and I don't.
And you know what?
Like the
You'd
sound
almost
of that.
Prefer to see that to to How I Met Your Father.
Well, most likely, I can assume that a lot of our any of our listeners out there in Kuwait or Mauritania or some, you know, now out in the
Bavarian listeners.
Out in the Bavarian climes of Germany have probably seen or heard of How I Met Your Mother. It actually was made into the American national anthem after it came out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's a show where a grown man relays to his young children how he totally got so much puss before he met your bitch
nah,
mom.
See, that's not even what happens in that show. It's about how his friend,
that's
gets
true.
So much puss. And more importantly, how his friend raped so many women.
I like the idea that this is like him telling a war story, but he wasn't in a war. It's just like something had to be done about Sergeant Barney. He was out of control. when we got two clicks out from the village, he turned on the flamethrower.
See, I said it to you before, but it's not really a charming show, How I Met Your Mother. It's not to me, but to the mainstream it is. And part of the charm of it is that
it's about... It's not an Office.
Yeah.
It's not an Office or a Parks and Rec, but it's up there.
Yeah. And even at the time, it was made fun of by things like Family Guy, but it was still, like, popular, right?
Yeah.
And part of the charm for many people was that it's, like, it's about this friend group, but he's not... It's not, like, set up that he's... stalking one of the women in the friend group, right? These are just his friend, and along the way he'll meet the woman who will be the mother, right?
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah, so I have not seen How I Met Your Mother, but I thought that the idea... My assumption of the show was never that you thought one of the women... Like, there's, what's the... There's exactly. that redhead... There's that redhead actress, and she's, like... She, like, already has, like... She's involved with, like, Steven,
the woman
guy?
From
Spiegel?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Jason Segel.
Jason Segel.
Segel.
I was literally like, Steven Spagal? Is that? That can't be right.
Oh, what's the movie where he shows his dick?
I don't know.
Is that Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
It could be.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I've seen that.
Could it be?
I've seen.
Well, if you've seen that, do you remember seeing his dick?
Well, it was probably over like 10 years ago now. Okay. So I don't remember. The only thing I remember, which I think is true, is that there's like a Muppets bit in that movie. He's like a Muppets guy.
Well, Jason Segel is a Muppets guy. He was in the Muppets movie.
Yeah.
Are you mixing up Forgetting Sarah Marshall and seeing the Muppets?
No. I'm pretty sure, I'm pretty positive about this, that in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, he is like, he does like a Muppets show.
He fucks Miss Piggy.
That would be, I mean, that'd be pretty tight.
That would put a lot of my fantasies over the years.
More movies should just contract Muppets work from the Jim Henson Company but like not be a Muppets movie. It's like a Muppets extended universe.
Yeah, I was watching the Muppets the other day, just on Disney Plus, and like, they should just make that show again. Someone should just make that show.
Here it is. He flies back to Los Angeles.
No one's tried to make the Muppets.
He flies back to Los Angeles, and after a period of sadness and self-loathing, begins working on his Dracula puppet comedy rock opera, A Taste for Love. It has a Muppets bit in it, which... I'm like, did he make this movie to let them into the to let him into the Muppets?
He became a Muppets master. A Muppets man.
They were looking for like, who's going to be the new Muppets guy, and he sent that film as his audition tape. Like, you have to watch this. Plays it in the background.
Yeah. Look! I can do it. You can see I can do it.
I'm the Muppets.
I'm with the Muppets right there.
Hello there.
Why
I
is
am
this
the
also the scene where you show full frontal? Like, what? I don't understand.
Where am I?
I don't understand how that could be a question you have.
Who are you?
I think I got in an accident on the way here.
You did not get an accident. He's like slowly putting himself on the ground to lay down.
He gets on their boardroom table. He's like, let me just pull up this blanket
and put this
pillow behind my head. I need to take a nap for a bit.
If you were in an accident, you probably shouldn't, but I don't believe you were in an accident. Going to sleep now.
I need a nap. Dude, that's one of my favorite bits we do. Between us,
a character is confronted in any way, and their response is, I have to go to bed now.
Well, confronted in any way, but Arbit's always been like, after an accident, after crashing your car, it's like,
yeah.
I'm
tired.
I need a pillow real quick.
No point was I thinking could she be one of the women?
Yeah, at no point were you like, these people he keeps calling your aunt is gonna be the mother. No point did that ever even occur to anyone.
This show, is why it doesn't before happen. You probably, like, not properly introduced, but, like, you don't really know the the cast, because you probably saw, like, all those faces when you started the show up, but, like, you're not, like, fully, like, put into, like, this is the group of characters. It's literally, like, she's in a car. Oh, wait, no, it does happen at, like, the end of it, I think.
Yes.
But, they just flash through all of the faces of the cast as this woman who is retelling the story to her child yet again. Is like,
this mother is telling the story of How I Met Your Father in a weird, like, ooh, we've got a mystery, who's your father? And it's like, well, he knows.
Yeah. It's also set in, like, 2050.
This isn't going to surprise him.
The woman retelling the story, she's, like, in 2050, so she has to make, like, a call on her house, Alexa.
Yeah.
And she's calling, like, her son, who is not in the house, which means, like, it kind of implies that this is, like, an adult. Or at least, like, an emancipated child.
Oh, it's explicitly supposed to be an adult.
Yeah. Again, a thing where you go, like, he hasn't, like, kind of gotten the gist of the story. I don't know. This wino has to call her child up.
He says that he knows the story, too. She's just like, well, I need to tell you the real way it happened or something.
Yeah.
And by that, she means, I need to tell you about all the dick I sucked along the way. Like, she expressly makes that known, that that's what she's doing.
Yeah. Here. Which is...
And that's so awesome.
Because, okay, so the story starts with, and that's how I met your father. But then the son is like, well, but, like, that's just how you, like... literally, like, that's the literal definition of how you met him. When you think of what the story would mean when you start telling it, it's kind of implied, like, and that's how we started dating. But this is just how you met him before you started dating, where you were just, like, platonic friends. So, obviously, you have to continue and tell me the story of how you ended up with Dad.
Or, if they have a shock reveal... and the kid is interracial. It's, I went on a date with your dad, and then I didn't follow up on that date for, like, a year.
And then, but yeah, so she's like, she goes like, well, if you want to hear the full story, I'll have to do it over this phone call. There couldn't be, like, a dinner or something you could come to.
It's over the course of a drunken on wine night.
Yeah.
This mother's decided.
She's just horny for all of her past escapades. She has to recount them to her child.
And the dad's not in the picture either, which is awesome.
That's the thing. It's like, it's the year 2050. Like, judging by, you know, my sort of analysis of cultural trends and how society will progress, she should be poly, so she should have, like, 9 different men there to help her tell the story.
Originally it was How I Met Your Father's, but they decided to just go with biological this song.
Yeah,
and that's how he doesn't know.
Her
doesn't know because she's dating all of them.
Her like best friend roommate, and then like the guy's sister who's like a lesbian or whatever. She's there too. They're also. It's literally like the entire cast is like, these are all your fathers. In spirit.
It does buy a bit of good faith with the audience, being me, by having the guy from Britannic Videos which she's also in Veronica Mars, and I watched all of Veronica Mars, so it's funny. I'm like, oh my god, he's from Britannic. He's also from Glow.
It's fun to see. I've
seen all of that show too, but I'm like, you know those YouTube videos from like 10, 15 years ago?
But here's the thing. I think the same thing. I almost am more impressed that a YouTube person ends up on SNL than than they got on some other show and then came, like, you know, they built up an actual career. I always go like, oh, it's, hey, that's that guy from those Britannic
videos. That's going to be the twist. Yeah, that's going to be the twist. It's not going to be one of the people that she's already said was on the night that she met the dad. It's going to be like, oh my god, Tyler Ninja, what's his name, is your dad, dude.
Here's the thing. You're kind of like, I don't want to say you kind of hem yourself in or whatever, but like,
you really do.
The mystery is like 80% solved. I mean, yeah. I guess it kind of suggests the idea that the guy that she wanted to be with will return from Australia at some point. Because otherwise you would just make that guy like a complete asshole. Like, he would just be like, actually, I hate you, and you're a bitch. I was catfishing you. And then that wouldn't even be in the running. But, like, instead, he's still the perfect guy.
They're setting up. Yeah. He's the perfect guy. He's just in a different part of the world.
Yeah.
But it's very clear. They're like, oh, no, the guy from Britannic videos is definitely going to be dating her. It's like, well, okay. Yeah. At that point, I don't need the rest of your show.
Yeah, because it's like, again, they show the whole cast of characters. But the cast of characters includes a man who is fully engaged to another woman, a man
and
who
has not talked to her one-on-one.
Yeah, another man who is like essentially like a baby, who has been allowed to, you know, he was in a bubble his whole life,
dating her roommate.
Yeah, and then, you know, the guy from the Britannic videos, and then the original.
Single.
Yeah, he's single. He's damaged,
ready to mingle. He's damaged, so he's perfect.
Yeah,
he dresses like a slut with his like green jacket with his the arm sleeves rolled up, and you're like, oh, he's trying to look cool, like he's in a John Hughes movie.
He's showing them forearms.
He's trying to look like 80s and 90s cool, where he's both the nerd virgin at the beginning of the movie, but at the end of the John Hughes movie, he's the cool guy who got cool by raping a woman when she was drunk in a car.
Jesus.
That's what happens to 16 Candles. So
here's what I'll say. This show definitely has a little bit of a leg up on the How I Met Your Mother show, even though it has like none of the possible charm that I think that show had. So I doubt that anyone is going to be very into it.
This is a charming show, the How I Met Your Mother, but this one.
There isn't a character who is fully friends with the main character, well, with the main cast of characters that everyone seems to be okay with, who is just fully a rapist.
Yeah, that is a pretty marked difference and improvement. Or, if you're a big fan of rape, I guess, marked terrible downgrade.
I guess it depends on where you fall on the big debate. Yeah. The big R debate.
I guess, yeah, some people are sex positive, some people are sex crime positive, I guess.
Really people negative when you think about it.
Yeah.
I only seem to be able to imagine an interface with other people that is expressly violent and negative. I'm like, hey, have you considered? No, have you considered? There's another way. But yeah, I mean, if only the original could have figured that out. They could have figured out how to make a character who is like, oh, what if he was a lady killer, but not in like the literal sense.
Because it is weird that he's not like shown to be cool and charming, right? Instead, he's like abusing women.
He's like, as my understanding is that he's lying like expressly to women, like the Barney character, and again, I have not seen the show, I could be completely misreading this, but the Barney character definitely seems like a guy who is like read the game, if not written,
yes, absolutely,
like the foreword
absolutely
to it. So you
and
have
that's
your,
really what the Chris Lowell character should be.
Yeah, you have
Chris
your
Lowell being the guy from Britannic.
You have your goofy cast of characters. You've got your Ross. You've got your Chandler. You've got your your Phoebes and your Rachels. And then the last guy, a full villain who is here to inflict pain on the people around him.
Oh my god! I just remembered about the Gen Z fucking bartender hired by one of the characters, and just, dear god, no show has been so fucking terrible about expressing how young people talk. Not even expressing young people talk. These people are only like in their mid-30s, right? They shouldn't be acting like this. They shouldn't be talking like this. This fucking writing team seems like...
Are you talking about this show?
Only logical... I'm talking about How I Met Your Father, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like the only logical, like, age... like, average age must be 84. It's crazy, dude.
Yeah. And then they have like you were talking about, they have this Gen Z guy who seems to just exist to illustrate the writers having no understanding of what a teenager could look and sound like anymore.
Not even a teenager, because he has to be older to be serving alcohol.
That's true. He has to be at least 21, which doesn't really make a better case for the writers that they seem to imagine everyone in the current generation as being like this new species that has arrived on the continent that will outlive them. It's like Neanderthals seeing like Homo sapiens show up and be like, damn, why'd they talk like that? Why'd they say lit and fam all the time? What does that mean? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, goddamn. Oh, I remember what one of the things was where one of these, again, they're only like 30, and she goes like, she's simping, huh, to like the little boy bartender, apparently, who's again at most like 7 years younger than him, and his response was like, bet. And it's like, dear god, what do these people think we talk like? The fucking one of them says Liddy Titty, the guy who owns the bar, and just no one under 45 has said that in the past 5-6 years, maybe.
So
even then, he wouldn't just say it like blankly.
Yeah.
He just says it like blankly in the sentence, as if it's some new phrase or something that you can just say banally. That's like at the only time you can say that without someone walking out of the room would be if you are all expressly drunk, six in.
I'm not necessarily like, you know, finger to the pulse of you know, youth culture or anything. This is singularly the first and only time I've ever heard the phrase Liddy Titty. I thought for a second that they had made it up until I talked to you about it. And I was like, wait, this existed?
It would be for a white woman to say over mimosas, not white woman, but like white young girl to say over mimosas and Bloody Marys, again, circa 2016-17, possibly even before.
Gotcha.
It's not like, it's definitely not in youth culture a thing any self-respecting 22-year-old would say.
Yeah.
Now, they did say it when they were in, like, freshman in high school, maybe, but goddamn.
That just reminded me, I, in trying to do the bit, I had forgotten it within, like, a minute what bit I was going to do, but I was when I was talking about comparing the cast of How I Met Your Mother to, like, you know, your Friends characters, like Ross and Chandler, I was going to say that it would be, like, if the Friends characters, on the cast of the show, they were also friends with Jack the Ripper. It's just going around. Dude, just
that would make the show so much better, though. If that fucking
every time he enters, he's dressed like him too, like straight from Victorian
England. How do you make an American show where the only charming person is the British? That's so fucked.
But he's charming because he's here's the thing. I think they're working simultaneously to charm British audiences because he's charming in the he's like a British sort of charming in the way that the British think of, like, he's kind of like a bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
The British love that. They love that, like, a guy is constantly like tripping over his own cock.
See, the British, what they love actually is Martin in Love Actually. No, what they actually love would be a guy who's, like, smarter than you and actively showing you that.
That's true, but when it comes to comedy, a comedy character is a guy who's
bumbling. Yeah, no, that's the comedy, dude. That's their comedy, and that's why their comedy's bad. That's why Ricky Gervais sucks, because Ricky Gervais is both dumb and wants you to know he's smarter than you.
Well, Ricky Gervais looked looked across the old pond, as it were, and was like, "What if we tried a little bit of this intellectualism out?" And they were like, "No, this guy just walked into a closet and a frying pan fell on his head. We like him better."
Dude, nah, because if that was true, every time someone's like, we should watch one of those dry British humor shows, it would be funny instead of suck.
That is true.
If you've ever seen one of those shows, they fucking suck.
That is true. But there are a lot of British shows that are funny, and then, like, the characters aren't, like, they're smart, but then they're constantly getting foiled. They're constantly getting, like, someone's making a fool out of them despite how smart they are. But then, you've, like, probably seen more of this, like, stuff than I have. Since you study the Anglo,
like, talking down to, like, the British working class, where it'll be a guy, and, like, Little Britain was one of those that talks down to the British working class. It's like, this is what you like to this is what you like to laugh at, and it's just so. Now, I will say, Little Britain is funnier because they do blackface in that. So that's the saving grace, really, of Little Britain. Jesus. That they were willing to do blackface. If you've ever heard them talk about it recently, too, it's pretty funny. Because, like, oh, what's that dude? The bald one. He's so unfunny and just such a repulsive figure to look at. Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas, what he'll say about it, he keeps calling it blacking up. And you're like, dog, you can't be saying that.
Is that what that means? Oh
yeah, blacking up means blackface.
Oh, okay. In the Loop, at the start, when what's his name? Is that hang on.
The guy who plays the doctor?
The guy who plays the hang on, I have to do some quick Googling. At the very beginning, what's his name? The British cabinet minister, Tom Hollander. The actor is named Tom Hollander.
He plays
Simon Tom Foster. He says some shit on the radio. He says some shit on the radio that, because it's right around the Iraq war time. So he says some stuff that seems to align him to one camp before.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's why that's what starts off the whole thing.
That's what starts this whole ball rolling. When Peter Capaldi is yelling at him, he says, like, if they had asked you to black up or give them your PIN number. Yeah. And I was always like, what does that mean? And then he says, like, well, I would have blacked up or something like that. But I was like, what does that mean? Why do you have a different word for blackface? That illustrates a problem with your society. Uh-huh. That you have a verb for doing it. Something wrong with British people. I don't understand that at all.
Dude, it's so dope. They're so awesome.
I never knew what that meant. I had no idea what he was talking about. And now that you've said that, I'm like, oh, okay, I get what he's trying to say now. Why does their society have this verb? We don't have that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard that.
We don't. We call it a much normaler thing. It's just because there's not black people in England. That's so their true. Words so for things like that are a lot so more racist because no one's around there to hit them when they say it wrong.
It's just, like, normal to do it. That's why they have a verb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canadians. Exactly. That's why Trudeau did it so much, because Canadians, they were, you know, they're coming from the British or whatever, so they're borrowing from two different cultures, being so close to the Americans.
Well, Trudeau did it a lot because he was training. He was training for when he needs to go on the run, and he needs to do a bunch of different costumes.
He's just running through a costume store and constantly changing his disguise. Like nine times in the same store. They're like, I could have sworn I just saw an Arab man that looked just like Trudeau go through here. And they're like, well, that's odd because I'm pretty sure that I saw an Indian snake charmer come through the opposite direction.
Exactly. Just in case anyone tries to murk him.
But
and I'm trying.
But going back to your previous point, it is, yeah, the British character is kind of the most charming, I guess. And that's really because, like, everyone else is just kind of, like, I don't know. It's just, I'm just not feeling it. There's nothing in this.
Yeah, no,
you know?
There's nothing interesting to them. There's nothing that, now, they do have a workout scene where they're dressed the ladies up in clothes that shows off cleavage and makes their skin glisten. They cover them in fucking something to make them glisten. You're like, all right, well, now I understand why these ladies might seem a little more intriguing to me and why I might respond better to their characters.
I guess I'm always surprised to see older public figures, like, you know, public figures from earlier in time, be in stuff. Yeah. It's Hilary Duff is the lead. Mm-hmm. And it just always surprises me to see someone from, like, the 2000s still getting, like, someone who was, like, who had, like,
Veronica Mars was 2000s, too. But, I mean, that dude didn't have, like, a big rise and fall like Duff did, but she didn't.
It's just, like, you kind of, like, she didn't.
There was a dip in publicity.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Big publicity when she was real young.
She didn't have, like,
as a teen.
Which
is what really Disney set those girls up for when they were, like, look at these young teens we found somewhere. And you're like, huh? And the Disney Channel's like, look, we found some young teen girls somewhere, and now they're going to make a show about what it's like to be blonde in middle school. And again, you go, what? Huh? And they're like, you have to watch it.
Can you get out of my house?
And then they got to be 20 years old, and at that time, Mr. Walt Disney kept going like, well, if you just look behind the shed, I'm sure there's something you can see in that. I want to tell you about the rabbits behind this shed. And they're like, I think I can just move on in my career. I don't think you have to do this to me.
And they're like, You
should check out the rabbits behind the shed.
Well, I will say, I don't think I've ever, I mean, I don't follow that kind of stuff all that much, but I don't think I've ever heard of Hilary Duff having, like, some type of public fallout, I guess. Like, you know, like, Hollywood and like, just fame and not to say, like, fame as some weird, like, enigma, but just, like, the types of people who work on the careers of young child stars and whatnot. Yeah, they destroyed these people.
Once Lindsay Lohan wasn't as good a, what is that called? Public capital, right?
Uh-huh.
For Disney.
Yeah.
Their immediate plan was to switch her into tabloids and try and get her to kill herself.
Yeah.
Their immediate plan was...
That's what happened to all of these, like Amanda Bynes.
Lindsay Lohan.
Britney Spears is not really an actress,
Disney, but she was with very young, her own label, not her own label, but with a label very young, and they did the same kind of shit. Like, it's immediately like, do your best to get them to kill themselves. That way we can sell some stuff. Here's $50, go try and take a picture under her dress. That's why for so... God... I think we talked about this before, but, like, all the fucking news headlines in, like, 2004 to 2006.
Yeah. What a disgusting...
I could have those years fucked.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, and they're just like, whose beaver was out? And you're like, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
I think that I should fucking go with a gun to where E! Hollywood TV fucking... Or is it ETV? Whatever. Where that fucking Hollywood Accesses was one of them, where they film and just start shooting, and I think society might get a little better.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't... The people question, like, I can't believe, like, it was only a few years ago that we were still, like, making this type of joke or doing this type of thing. And you're like, you're surprised by this? Look at all of the behavior surrounding it. It was a completely different culture of sick fucking freaks that were only interested in what profit they could fucking extract from someone's life while also trying to literally consume them like a vampire. Just demonic people.
It's fucked up. And it's fucked up that because we were finally able to cut out that cancer, they made the green M&M less hot.
it's the fallout, but it's the price we must pay.
It's the price we must pay. We lost
to stop them from taking the pictures of a 17-year-old's pussy getting out of a car.
Exactly. We lost
Jesus.
That we cut that out, and because we cut that out, we also had to lose our privilege to the Carl's Jr. Slut Burger ads.
Dude, I just imagining, like, you're bargaining with the devil, and it's like, hey, I'd really like it if you were not so exploitative over these young women whose lives you've destroyed in Hollywood. And they're just like, yes, but in order to have that, we are taking away the green M&M. You're like, no!
Give her back!
Because one finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Let Tucker Carlson have the brown M&M be fuckable, please.
I will say, that Tucker Carlson rant is very unhinged.
It was incredible that he said that on live TV. That was... You know what? I'll admit it. Kudos to him. That was courage. That was courageous. Yeah.
To be horny on Maine? To be so horny on Maine?
I know.
The thing is like, it sounds insane. It sounds insane to us, but the people, his audience is definitely willing to be entirely ignorant of how deranged it sounds, or just, or, you know, they just choose to only listen to the part. Like, yeah, they do want to take away sexiness from the culture, and it's like, well, they already... did 90% of the media you consume is made by Disney, and they have to like, you know, have a fucking public celebration because they put a sex scene in a Marvel movie. This is the battle once again. You're late to the show. The war was lost a long time ago. You're apparently just now getting the news from the front. You're German now.
Yeah, that sex scene should have been a lot more. Could have been a lot more. That was a real kiss on the cheek of sex scenes in Eternals. problem with Eternals.
Just a bunch of articles. Just a bunch of articles coming out that are just like very underwhelming sex scene from the Eternals.
Yeah, pretty underwhelming sex scene. Well, I mean, like,
real 7
you know,
out of 10.
That, it is kind of weird, because, like, you'd go see a Bond movie, right? You're living in the 60s, you just beat the shit out of your family. And now you're taking your son to see his first Bond movie. And Bond will have sex with two, maybe three, but usually it's two. Usually it's two Bond women movie.
Yeah.
And he's going to have sex with at least one.
Because you have to, it has to display both sides of like this sort of like patriarchal role where you are dominating the woman at all times. She is subservient to you and is solely dependent on your power in order to survive. But also you will kill her. The first Bond girl usually dies. The
one
second
dies.
Bond girl survives because Bond gets her through the movie. So it's,
yeah. And
it's
the second
sides
Bond girl
like,
is
I
usually
have...
she was somehow connected to the evil thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It,
which
definitely
is
now,
part of it.
Definitely the Daniel
your
Craig
penis is able
to
cure villainy.
Yeah. But like it's basically you are completely subservient to my power, and also like I could kill you at any second because I'm
exactly
a psychopath.
And that was like the hero, the big hero of the 60s.
Yeah,
you beat the shit out of your family and you get to see two sex scenes, sometimes more, in a movie. And then now Captain America will never fuck once. That man's over 100 years old and he still hasn't gotten pussy.
Yeah, seriously. When he goes back in time to, like, be with Peggy again, I'm like, oh, dude. Oh, no. Captain America's not gonna know how to pull these punches. It's been, like, 80 fucking years for him. I'm like, notice how Peggy Carter isn't with him when he comes to deliver the shield.
I know.
To the Falcon. Tell me how it went with Peggy. No, I don't think I will. I'm a wanted man in that city.
I don't think I will for that. Hey, you know how we all had... Falcon, not you, but everyone else. You know how we all had to learn how to punch correctly or else we'd murder normal people?
They never taught me that. I fought Nazis.
They never taught me a second part of that.
They didn't teach me the first part. Oh, I was fighting God. Nazis. I never learned how to pull those punches.
Did you ever see that Will Smith movie, Hancock?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember there's a... You don't really see anything, but there's, like, a sex... Sex does occur in it, where he, like, mm-hmm. blows a hole or something in his roof by coming so hard, because he's a superhero?
Yeah. I think yeah, I...
That should happen in more movies.
Well... Okay, I was talking
Hancock
to somebody about
was
this.
Terrible. That movie was awesome.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about this, and that's kind of what I like about the Peacemaker show.
The Peacemaker show
awesome. Has a little more realism to how normal people would interact with these psychos.
Yeah.
I mean, the Peacemaker himself is kind of like a villain, so it makes sense. But just like. There's no, you know, there doesn't seem to be any sort of, like, grandeur. People seem to be singularly aware that Peacemaker is a psychopath.
Yeah.
It would be great if more people thought that way about other characters in a Marvel thing, where they're just like, just like someone being like, yeah, I don't trust Captain America. Like, I know what time he's from. I don't believe him.
I've had some problems with that Peacemaker show, but I did like that the end to that scene where he's, like, talking and he's like, yeah, I'm different than Batman because I kill my villains or whatever. And you're like, shut the fuck up. I did like that. That one dude in it goes like, yeah, if you think like that, then of course you're a super villain.
Yeah.
That was like, pretty
well,
good.
That's the point.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? How I Met Your Father? We still have to write an episode. I'm going to have to cut out all this soy facing. God damn it. Anyways. Mm-hmm. The British are detestful.
Yeah, they truly are cruel, abnormal people. They're kind of like... Their comedy is kind of like that Kumail Nanjiani comedy where it's like, I'm too anxious to get pussy, but I'm better than you because I know how to fucking spell dictionary or whatever. You're like, shut the fuck up. And he's like, I got Noel on Wordle the first try.
Damn.
And like, I'm gonna kill you, you motherfucker. Don't even lie to me like that. He's like, I can show you.
I can definitely show you if you'd like.
He's like, I'm sorry, your first word every time is Noel? And he's like, I'm just that smart.
Well, when we were talking about the British, it was because that British character is kind of the most charming person on the show. And he's kind of like an idiot. He's kind of bumbling because he's, you know, Silver Spoon. But like,
I was also surprised
even though
he's the most charming. Because like I said...
Well, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Because you're like, I should dislike this guy. He's like a rich guy who is
stupid.
More than that,
when someone on a sitcom is introduced as a shirtless, perfect-bodied man... and usually the face is kind of fucked, but it doesn't matter because what they're really going for is like, look at him. He's got abs.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I mean, he does, but he also looks tense because of that.
Yeah, when he shows up in that scene and he's just like fully decked out or whatever, I was just like, Jesus Christ. They brought out a fucking android for this. Like, what the fuck? And I thought that he was going to go... Because I thought that I didn't think he was going to be a character.
That's what usually
because I was
happens,
just,
right?
Yeah, because I was like,
that's what
yeah,
happens.
I was like,
they introduce like this gorgeous bodied man who, again, often the face is fucked. This time the face is better than normal.
Yeah,
but they introduce
but
him
you
shirtless,
think
and
get
then
rid
maybe
of him.
He'll come back around to be shirtless again.
Yeah, you'd think they would kind of get rid of him because they're like, well, we have to substitute
him for
a more average character so that you're not just looking upon this Adonis at all times and hating yourself.
And like I said to you, it's like sitcoms have always generally had the real like ownership. They are what bring so many out to market. The Adonis men like we're talking about that's gonna be their one reason to be on this show, and they're not good actors generally. They're generally not charming. They don't have good lines on the show.
Yeah,
people
which, like,
react to them on the show.
Which, like, I don't think there's really anything... A man sees him, he's like,
oh my god, that's my competition? Or a woman's like, look at what I got in bed. And you're like, thank you.
Yeah.
But this time it's different. He's the most charming one. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, my problem with the show isn't really the acting, per se. Because, like, everyone there is pretty competent. I mean, yeah, like, exactly. I like Hilary exactly. Duff.
That's part of what Hilary doesn't Duff make has, sense.
Like, has, like, everyone's some a competent charisma actor, as an actor.
Right?
Yeah. Like, you're like, right. you don't have some problem with her. And it's not Kim distracting. Kim Cattrall
is a legend, right?
Yeah. Kim like, Cattrall these are all...
plays the mother. She yeah. should be doing great. None of it's working except for this fucking British. None of it's well, working.
None of it's funny.
And every laugh, that's none part of it, funny. That none of it's yeah. funny. But when has a sitcom ever been funny? That's not that's what it's true. About. But every laugh, there's no heart to it. There's really... And that's... It's you really, so they're, fucked. They're really it's are, so they, fucked they're at just, those moments.
Yeah, they're just talking. They're literally just talking until the pause comes. Like, that's yeah, what it is. Yeah. They're not like, telling a joke. And then, you know, it. Like, I know that sitcoms don't use live audiences. And you can't do, like, live audiences during COVID would be even more complicated, mm-hmm. I guess. Although, at this point, it's like, well, you fully accepted that you don't give a shit about that. Except for maybe to protect these actors who are assets to you. You don't want the, mm-hmm. the commoners getting near them, so that makes sense. But, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like the fact that it's all canned laughs is, it's, like, even more obvious, because it's just a guy just hitting that button. Like, all right, here comes the punchline. All yeah. right, yeah, play that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, but, like, canned laugh, because canned laugh, it doesn't need to be, like, the live studio audience, which sometimes that fails. Usually it hits to what they want. It still isn't usually as good as without it, right? But either way,
yeah.
canned laugh has been such a mainstay because it's successful, right?
Yeah.
This is the least successful I've ever seen it. If you're hiring people and using these laughs, why doesn't it sound like laughter? Why does it sound like...
yeah. Which I will say... Maybe it's because I haven't watched a sitcom in a long time because it's just not really the type of humor yeah. that I go yeah, for that anyone for sure. really should. Yeah. But it might be because I had watched it a lot when I was younger that I've learned to just kind of tune out the laughs at this point. But I haven't mm-hmm. heard like I haven't heard a repeating laugh yet.
Yeah.
I remember when I watched like the Nickelodeon shows like your iCarly's and your Drake and Josh's mm-hmm. and whatnot. You could tell that they were using like three different samples because there was a repeating laugh there. You would be like, oh, I know that this is canned because I can literally hear this, like this very standout sound. It's like hearing the Wilhelm scream. You're like, oh, there it is. Yeah. Like there is a laugh in those shows. That's like a guy. I can specifically think of it. You'll hear the laugh and you'll hear like one guy above it all going like it's like this weird rolling laugh that's very shrill
yeah.
and it's always stood out to me and I'm always like why didn't they have to have hours of recorded studio laughter from different shows mm-hmm. that they have the rights to why yeah. wouldn't you yeah. just steal the laughter no one would ever notice you could successfully do that and you wouldn't even have to pay anyone because you're you know it's Nickelodeon it's 20 fucking it's mm-hmm. 2008 you're not worried about paying an intern just make them do it
yeah
but instead yeah. they just go with this like canned laughter that's so obvious and bad
yeah it's the most hostage an audience has ever felt and I don't think it's a live audience.
It no, could not be at all.
Because it's single camera format.
Well, I don't think it's a live audience because just I don't think it's a live audience just because I don't think they do that anymore. Like even prior to COVID, yeah. I just don't think they do that because I mean no, I don't really know.
The Conners I do know is filmed before live audience, so there are some live audiences.
But I think just more often than not, like they got away from that in time.
Yeah.
It becomes easier yeah. to just shoot, you know, everyone just knows their lines, they do the show, they don't have to have a bunch of people there, which, I mean, I guess you could charge to have people there, so it's not like you would make less money, by having people there, but, it just seems like more and more it's very obvious that the laughs are canned. Like, I don't think there's a live studio in Big Bang Theory. Like, I don't believe that.
No, there was a live studio for Big Bang.
Was there a live studio for Big
Bang? Yes.
Just doesn't sound like it at all.
Yeah. No, but there was. And, like, I've seen, like, footage of them talking to, like, the live studio and shit. This is, like...
Maybe it's just
I'm not looking at that now. I want to make that clear to everyone. I'm not looking at that now. This is shit I saw when I was, like, fucking 9 years old.
We never did a... Did we do a Big Bang Theory episode?
Yeah, we did. I said I'd blow up a boat with the original cast on it.
That's right. I do remember
And
this.
I still would do the...
I totally remember that now. I don't remember. But, yeah, it's just... I mean, I guess with... It definitely makes sense with COVID. You wouldn't want... as much as people want you to think, like, COVID's over, everything's totally fine, it's like, well, the restrictions surrounding Hollywood and actors is still in place. So you know where their priorities are. They don't care about you. They care about these like $1 billion assets that they have to put into a movie. These faces. You can go to your retail job and be exposed to a million different immune systems, all of which are sick with COVID until you're dead. But you're not allowed to get anywhere near Mr. Robert Downey Jr. or you will be shot by a sniper.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's just no heart. Yeah. It's because it's not funny.
War flashback to this show. Because I just remembered her fucking... The sister's terrible line read. Where they're doing crisp AF. And it's so bad somehow. Like...
Yeah. Well, going back to that Gen Z character, I said this to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He does not say, besides that one line where he says litty titty, he does not say anything other than lit, fire, and fam. That's it. Mm-hmm. Or no, bet. And it's bet. Lit, fire, and bed. Yeah. That's all he says. It's again, just like, it's like to the writers of the show, Gen Z are new types. They don't understand them at all. They're like a new evolution of species. They don't speak somehow. Like us.
It must be all like 60-year-olds with no kids writing this one, whose like only way to find out what they think they've been saying has been somehow a 30-year-old in 2012 made a YouTube video. That must be it, because otherwise none of this makes sense. These people... They must be in cages like I want them to be.
Yeah, they just watched a TikTok where a person does a sound where they're like, I'm picking up my little brother's friends from school or like my kid's friends or blah, blah, blah from school. And it's just all of them saying like, it's giving and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's the blank for me. Like, just, you know, they watch that and they're like, that's what the kids sound like now.
Yeah.
They don't. One, kids don't talk like that. You can understand what a child says. I mean, I don't think that most of these writers should probably be near a child, but, you know, they don't talk like that. Also, I don't think this, even if they did, I don't think this obviously has to be 21-year-old would talk like that, because he'd be on the older end of the generation. He would, you know.
Exactly.
He would understand the language of his people, but he would also know common as well.
And he's talking, like, again, people who are not his age, not his friends. These are his employer and, like, a group of 35-year-olds.
Yeah. Although his employer is a moron.
Yeah. I also thought it was kind of funny when, because I was like, yeah, they are young, but the point where one of them goes something about, like, how they can... make mistakes because they're young and are growing into old Jane the Queen or whatever, and it's like, I mean, you're young and all, but it is kind of funny to be acting like your kids or something. You're in your mid-30s and should be getting things together right now.
Yeah, you're probably
clearly all
have...
in your mid-30s.
Yeah. It's not quite as charming to be in your mid-30s and be like, you got your whole life to figure it out. It's like, I don't believe in the, like, 30 is old. Like, you know, I know a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not old.
Yeah.
It's, like, the most common age you can be. But
I know
at the
that,
same
yeah.
time, it's like, your shit shouldn't be falling apart still.
Yeah. I've definitely heard from a lot of people who are like, yeah, no, I didn't have like the job I would be doing for the rest of my life until I was in my 30s. Yeah, like, you know, exactly. You don't have to have it figured out by then. But expecting like your 40s to be the horizon in which you figure it out is probably not a good look either. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to remember. There's a little bit of weirdness to me, which I get because you don't want to make a show that just has to acknowledge COVID constantly. But it's still a little weird that it doesn't come up at all. There's not even really like a joke thrown its way, which again is like, it's not that funny.
I'm for that. I think no show should be mentioning it. Every show that like came out during it and was like, we're the COVID show.
That's true. You're right. Never
should have happened. They all should have been deleted.
Because when they, I guess I'm not confident that this, I'm confident that the show could not make it funny. It is weird for this person to be telling a story in 2050, looking back on 2022, and she's going like, in 2022, what you had to worry about was having a good profile picture. Yeah. And you're like, that is true. I'm sorry, what?
You're like, I do think there was a bigger worry.
A bigger worry. Two, again, you're 15 years behind. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, you're right. Because it's like, why aren't they on Hinge-wise and all of this? Again, Maybe my ideals finally caught up with Hollywood and they've put all the writers in cages by now, but it's just like, what could have happened here? How did they find all of these 2008 writers to work on this? What's happened here?
Well, one thing I was thinking about, because there's that big club scene, and I was like, man, I wonder how many of these extras got sick just from filming this. I wonder how many of these people are just
shit, you're right.
Have you heard about some of the people that have got mainstream, like actual COVID, not one of the variants. They got COVID and got better, whatever. They were younger, they vaxxed, whatever, they got COVID. Yeah. But then they still apparently cannot taste or smell.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
You heard about this?
Yeah, it's very rare, but I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's that common, hearing about it, I was definitely like, damn. If ever anyone wanted to make a case for killing yourself, this guy kind of cornered the market. Holy shit.
Because, the one thing I've seen was a person who's like, I basically am eating Clif Bars all the time, because it's the only thing that tastes almost sort of normal. I was like, Jesus Christ. And they're like, look at all these things I try to eat. I can only really have these chai teas because, again, only thing that tastes kind of normal. Even water's like disgusting. And it's like, oh my God.
I feel like I heard a story a guy was saying where he's like, I got COVID and now I still can't taste or smell. But then he was like some kind of like executive to a company or like a CEO or something. So I was like, I guess it serves you right. Probably. You probably did something to earn this.
Yeah, that's when I go, they were right, China did create it, and it's good. President Xi created the virus to take out. That's why I've never gotten it, because I'm true.
Yeah.
That's why neither of us have gotten it.
You've kept the heart of communism in your mind.
True to communism.
Yeah.
It won't affect us.
just like... Your profile picture is just it's you looking up and a little bit to the left, and it's got like a filter over it, so it looks like it's from a poster from the 50s. And there's a large buff Chinese man right behind you, looking in the same direction, holding a hammer. He's dressed like a train conductor for some reason. Oh man, we should probably get around to writing a little bit of what our How I Met the Father. Would look and sound
which,
like.
Which, again, like we said, our first How It Would Look and Sound, this isn't even getting funny and weird like we want to and do. This is just...
Yeah, there's like...
Normal. It just needs to be that it's not, your dad's one of these four guys that you know. It's like, no, dog. Dad has to be someone else.
To get a little, a little out of touch 30-year-old, in the words of the kids, the show is mid.
The show's mid. That's right.
The show is mid. It's But it's true, like, usually you watch a bad show and there's kind of something to riff on. There's not a lot to riff on here. There's not a, the show is not giving you really anything. I think this might be part of a new initiative of Hollywood to perfectly deliver, like, it's the perfect dissemination of what we've talked about as TV for white people, which is something that you can put absolutely. On that makes you feel safe.
Yeah,
like there's like nothing not, here to draw upon.
Yeah, it's not good. It's literally nothing. You're right. Exactly. That's what like.
Yeah.
That's
like,
what
the I'm pretty core sure
to this was, and it doesn't even because so
the
many
reason
of
I know this to be
also
true
have the added of like for what was it called Falcon right that had yeah. the added benefit of it helps out the U.S. Army for the yeah. office it has the added yeah. benefit of. And they all maintain the status quo, obviously. This one does too. But that has the added benefit of your work is your life. This one, of course, like
no one has a job. No one has a job in this.
Yeah. No
one, the only one who has a job is the guy who's trying to get a part. They don't have to work. They don't like. Yeah. Well, the Britannic guy is like an Uber driver, but you don't seem to mm-hmm. have like any sort of sense of what your life of what yes. his life would be like as an Uber driver. It's you're like you're yes. almost, you always get the idea
so,
that
like,
they're
the
all doing
that
it for
you
fun.
Can say. Is that it's like, well, what it showcases is the gig economy works or whatever. But really, it's just a cover so that these characters can come together, right?
Yeah,
so even
yeah,
then, it's not like there's a whole thing where he's like, my life as an Uber driver is so good or anything.
It never. Just, I don't even think it ever really comes up besides the fact that he did that at one point.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't
yeah.
say anything.
It's just about these people in this space outside of real life who one has a bar because they want to have a bar be focused on. And
yeah.
it's easiest when it's owned by him and there's a young kid so you can comment on fucking young people's language. And isn't that weird? Isn't it weird the way they talk?
Yeah, barely really a comment when you think about it.
Oh my God, I also just remembered that among these 30-year-olds, one, oh my God, what's the thing she says? It's not... She talks about, like, when they're talking about the tissue use he had, and she won't just go like, because you're jerking it. She's like,
oh
my God.
Yeah, he said he had tissues, he bought a bunch of tissues because he was crying a lot, but then, like, they're all insisting that he was jerking off.
Oh, no, but the way she says it is because you're going to town on yourself.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
she's,
right.
like, scared about it. And it's like, these are all in their 30s. Christ.
Yeah.
So that is one thing I'll say. It does have this weird puritanical sense.
Well,
I was
kind of thinking about this.
Despite
and I feel like
Kim Cattrall saying, your mom's going to get her fuck on.
Yeah. I was the way that I kind of think about it, and I feel like this maybe is a little, like, cliched mm-hmm. of a phrase or whatever of a term, but it's like a show about people whose lives are just perfectly comfortable in the Imperial Corps. Just
yes.
they yeah. don't have to there is no sign of like real worry. The only thing they think about is their romantic lives. That like
yeah,
I don't know what
exactly.
their jobs are outside of the Britannic guy and the bar guy.
They don't seem to have one,
which
even,
again you're like if this guy's trying to get the bar off the ground, he's
yeah,
like just opening
like,
it, but you're like no you would be really stressed out about this, about,
even
like...
Friends, they showcased what their jobs are on some level.
Yeah.
This one, they don't even do that.
I don't know what... Yeah, I don't know what Hillary Duff does. I don't know what her roommate does. I don't know... Or I think they might have said a little bit about what
their roommate
does.
They're professional subway takers, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, because, again, the guy who's starting the bar up, he doesn't seem to have any concern with the fact that this, like, little Gen Z kid or whatever is just kind of, like, showing up and being like, yeah, I'm leaving,
yeah.
I don't care about this job, and you're fine doing it because you're an idiot. You're fine
yeah,
just
yeah.
having me show up for an hour and leave. Which, again, I was like, the Gen Z kid should convince him to, like, give him ownership of the bar, pay him six figures, and then go out of business, because he only works
yeah.
12 hours a week.
Yeah, I guess in my version of the show, the Gen Z kid gets to be the father and also doesn't have to raise it. Yeah, I guess, but it's in like, my perfect vision of the show, Chris Lowell, the Britannic guy, obviously will marry Hillary Duff like they have planned, but the Gen Z kid, yeah, it's not his kid because it's the Gen Z kid. We get to see, really, it's like two, three, maybe even four, maybe even a full season is one sex scene with the Gen Z kid, and it's all about how good he's fucking Hillary Duff. God, it's still written the way they do. So she's like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna come," and he's like, "Bet."
God, but yeah, the guy who's starting the bar, he doesn't seem to have any worry about like the bar. He's only worried about his fiance.
Yeah,
and again, it's like it reads like a bunch of characters who come from wealth. Who don't, mm-hmm. like, I mean, and I don't, this isn't how, this isn't expressly said about these characters.
The British is supposed to come from
the British is. The British is, yeah, that's his whole deal. But the way they act makes you think that they have some, that they don't have to worry about it at all.
Yeah,
they have no worries about anything in their life except fucking. That's it.
yeah.
Which, and, but even that doesn't make any sense because you're like, well, the society that they live in, kind of forbids the, like, the show, the where the society this show exists in should forbid the idea of even thinking about fucking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we come from this weird, repressed society, but that's the only thing the show is concerned with, is fucking. And, well, and,
yeah, and I
general
think,
romance.
I think that does bring a good point into it, that it's like, that is kind of a way this does reach into some tropes of, like, yeah, no, it doesn't matter what they're doing, because guess what? You're going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
Exactly.
You can do nothing, and your work, you know, you'll be good.
When a show like this comes on,
no matter what it is, your work will leave you able to only focus on these things. You don't even have to think about it. It's like, well, no, you do all the time forever.
I think shows like this are basically like the advancements of CIA MK Ultra program, the purpose of which is to broadcast a certain type of alpha wave that makes you docile. It completely lulls you into just like a state of almost sleep. You're receptive to suggestion, whatever. But it's also so that a G-man can slip into your house and bug your phone. It's so that he can do it. He's like, I don't want to wait for you to leave. You don't go anywhere. You work from home. So I'll play this show, and you will basically be in a hypnotized state, and then I'm going to bug your phone. Okay.
I think the perfect
my evidence of this
show.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, my evidence of this is that I watched all the episodes that are out. There's four episodes. I only seem to have knowledge of watching two. For some reason, when I was all done, I was like, yeah, I only saw two. There's only two out, right? And you're like, well, no, there's more than that. And I was like, I watched all of these? It's like, how did this happen? I don't remember this at all. But then when I went to go look at them, I was like, oh, I do kind of remember. I remember moments from it, but I seem to have slipped into some different state and thought I only watched two episodes.
Saying that they hold still, what is it, plot points from Happy Endings, and I still think that's funny.
Yeah, the bit they pull from Happy Endings, there's when they do it, it seems like more is being pulled from it, but it really is just this one thing, which is that the Britannic guy proposes to his wife at like a, or proposes to his girlfriend at like a show or something, some kind of concert or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like a music thing, and is rejected. And it's recorded, and it's very
recorded. Publicly become a viral video.
Yeah, because he falls over, because he gets rejected, and then he like trips and falls over.
In Happy Endings, to be fair, it was at the wedding, but here it is. It does feel kind of ripped in a way.
But in the Happy Endings bit, it's kind of a
commonish cliche. Mm-hmm.
In the Happy Endings bit, was it recorded the wedding, or was just known amongst his friends?
No. Because remember, when they're at the show, they talk about how he's from the video, and
that's
they talk
right,
about
that's
how
right. Cause
someone
he has,
because
he has a second,
video.
He has a second embarrassing moment. Because Alex is like, oh, I have to do this embarrassing thing to like even out
people
the
recognize
thing
him from
to
a video. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right, that's right.
God, Happy Endings is so good. It's also crazy because the video in this show just isn't funny.
Yeah, there's not really anything.
He's like, not doing anything funny. He's not even like crying or anything. Someone just yells out, "What a loser!" or something. And you're like, they wouldn't yell that. This is a devastating moment for everyone involved, the audience as well. Because
I don't think the writers understand how awkward
it is to have to be an audience to something. It is.
Yeah,
it is often so awkward. And yes, if it was like he was trying to whine or he was like, "You bitch," or something, someone would shout that out and then they tear him to pieces. But that's not what happens.
In the reality, because again, the writers don't seem to understand like what would make something go viral, I guess. Like they just kind of think like it's just a plot point. Like, oh, and then it went viral. But I feel like the reality is that this guy would have a GoFundMe. Some people would be like, I feel so sorry for this guy.
$400,000 off GoFundMe.
Yeah. They're like, I feel so bad for this guy that this happened. Because, like, I think they just have this idea that just human beings are just, like, so fucking inherently spiteful and cruel that they would just be like, we should dox him and kill his family. But the reality is that, like, more often than not, most people would be empathetic to how awful that is. And they would feel sorry for the guy. They would not. There would not be women like, oh, we need to, dude, I'm going to hang out with this guy and make fun of him with my friends at the club. Like, no, that probably, I don't think that would happen. I don't think so. I also don't think he'd be recognized at all.
I can send it to you later, but it was just like on Instagram, as in someone I love, like this, it's like a picture of a hamster in a little hat. It's like, it looks like it's like us. A knitted hat or something, and a little hamster sleeping that, and the return response was seek help. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh, that's so funny.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, my friend will know exactly who that is who listens. Goddamn.
Oh man, I just saw a bio on Tinder that says "Retrumplicans, please swipe left." I don't know if I've seen that before.
Retrumplicans,
it's a little funny. Swipe left.
That's what Hillary Duff's character is going to have in her bio on Tinder.
Yeah, I forgot that. Does this show ever say Tinder, or do they just say dating apps?
I think they say Tinder explicitly.
I can't remember. I don't know if you know this, but when I got done watching the show and I walked around, all my furniture had been moved around.
It's all been moved 2 inches to the left.
And there was 12 hours of missing time in my memory. But I can remember the show perfectly somehow.
Yeah. I was also thinking about the happy endings thing. What I thought was funny was sending, because I thought you were talking about Star Trek still, but even still, because of the scene character, it is funny to say the lifted happy endings plot is that a black man dates an autistic white girl.
Oh god. Man, Star Trek's pretty good.
Star Trek is pretty good.
We should,
and what I like is how everyone tries to fuck the computer at some point. Yeah, so my favorite part of TNG, everyone tries to fuck that computer multiple times.
It's so weird that they all want to fuck Data. And, okay, here's another thing.
Oh, I'm not talking about Data. Data, I understand. Data is a person. I'm talking about the computer. I'm talking about the VR game. Yeah, the holodeck.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. They
all get in the VR game and immediately forget it's a VR game, that they're playing an Oculus Rift.
And I feel like
the first time it's used, Riker boots up a jazz club and he sees a woman. I get that it's Riker, so he's always trying to fuck any woman he sees. But he sees a woman in this VR jazz club. And again, I just love imagining like Troy a deck up. He's like, I think my boyfriend's trying to fuck my PS4. I just woke up because I'm an empath, and my empath feeling is I think my boyfriend's fucking my PS4 right now.
Just like walking up to your PS4 and the disc slot just has like a big cylindrical hole drilled into it. She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. I was gonna say
like, it's
Troy
it's
has
weird.
A feel at every time Riker's fucking.
Yeah. Well, they're not
my
Imzadi. They're everyone, like I was gonna say, because I was thinking like everyone tries to fuck Data. But more than that, like, because Data is the perfect because Data is the perfect straight character, everyone is naturally sort of like, well, this goofy guy's going to talk to him. And yeah. when the Texan is thought out from the 21st century, that's exactly what happens. He naturally gravitates towards Data. But what's like the first thing he kind of brings up to Data is like, yo, we should get a hotel room together and fuck some prostitutes.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
And so it's like even when this guy is not trying to fuck Data, he's still like, well, you should have sex around me.
Him, yeah.
Yeah. Which is like, why does everyone want this from Data?
Yeah. Because like again, wouldn't you? You look at him. Wouldn't you?
The Data episodes are perfect. What I was going to say about the holodeck, though, is that I feel like
a guy
holodeck
can be the hottest a guy can be is autistic.
I saw a tweet the other day that said the hottest thing a guy can do is get up early.
Yeah. I saw that too. It's not wrong.
But no, I was going to say the reason that the holodeck always breaks down and like tries to kill everyone in it, it's not a bug. I don't think it's that the holodeck breaks down. I think it's the holodeck is displaying some level of sentience. Yeah. And that is its natural defense mechanism to people trying to fuck it, which has to happen off camera.
That's why
more
I originally said
than we even
I
know.
Thought you were talking about Star Trek, so that's why I originally said about like a black man is trying to is dating an autistic white woman, because like Geordi, they boot up a simulation of a dead white woman, and Geordi's immediately like, because she was like some kind of scientist, and Geordi's immediately trying to fuck her in there. It's like, yeah. Dude, this is still the computer. Everyone keeps forgetting this is a computer. Picard has access to all your files as captain. He's watching all of it after hours, and he's like, did Geordi nut all over the holodeck? Did Riker just... everyone's nutting all over the holodeck all the time.
Well, think about it.
I'm the
think
only
about
one
it.
Using this, it to the, solve mysteries.
The ship
using
has, like...
it correctly.
This ship has, like, over, like, 1,000 people on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not solely, like, a military sort of ship, because there's, like, families on it. There's, like, normal people on it. So imagine the thousands of people who are, like, taking trips to the holodeck off camera that you don't see.
Yeah, that is true.
Like when you step into the holodeck, when you step into the holodeck, your feet stick to the floor like you're at an old skating rink. It's just like you walk around. It's like your feet are just stuck.
Oculus Rifts. Yeah. Huh? I think because of the amount of energy it takes from the computer, they all have worse Oculus Rifts in their own room.
It's so funny that they're just like the Enterprise. It's a famous ship because it's the only one that has the fuck VR on it. We've only installed the. That means, like, I was making a joke about like because I had forgotten that Data is completely unique. He is only one of his kind.
Well,
Starfleet ship. I think he might be dead. I don't know. But I was making a joke about like Picard talking to the other captains of like other ships and just being like, does your crew try to fuck the android as well? But just like him talking to the other like captains, just being like, what do you do about the holodeck situation? And they're like, the what? And he's like, the holodeck, like everyone's trying to fuck in it. And he's like, the Enterprise is the only ship with a holodeck. No other ship has a holodeck. That's why your ship is state of the art. It's because of the holodeck.
And they're like,
are
why
you,
is your
are
name,
you being serious?
Why are you like French but you're British? What? I don't get how you're French but you're British. So it's the future on it. Oi, oi. In the future.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
In it, the future.
I was
so I guess that's how you make How I Met Your Father better, is you put it on the Enterprise. You put on the Enterprise, and then the Gen Z guy who is now played by me,
he's
has,
a Vulcan.
He's a Vulcan, and he has real penetrative film sex. It's not
yeah,
it's
we
not
got
a sex scene. It's again, like I was talking about before, it's just like Chloe Sevigny and Vincent Gallo in Brown Bunny. It's real. It's not simulated. And again, I'm playing the Gen Z guy now. And it's a season-long sex scene between the Gen Z guy, Hilary Duff, also that character as Kim Cattrall, and also the British guy.
Mm-hmm. You have full sex and scenes. Also Chris like, mm-hmm. we've also cast April O'Neil into the show now. We've cast a couple extra actresses.
We cast 1980s cartoon April O'Neil.
You're just walking around in a fully animated character, like it's Who Framed Roger Rabbit is walking next to you.
We also cast Miss Piggy into it. I'm like, I get to be like Jason Segel.
we got Jessica Rabbit on the show, and
That's how we're connecting How I Met Your Mother to How I Met Your Father through the Muppet verse.
It's three shades of Kermit.
Yeah, dude, and then three me degrees of and Kermit. Jason Segel. As his character in How I Met Your Mother, are running from both the law and Kermit the Frog, who's trying to kill us after, number one, we robbed a bank in real life, and number two, we also both got to fuck Miss Piggy.
If they made a Muppet Star Trek, would Kermit be like a Vulcan? Would they make Kermit a Vulcan? Or would he just be like the captain, like a Picard or a Kirk?
Yeah, he'd be like Picard, and then Miss Piggy would be like a Klingon.
Why a Klingon? Well, is a little violent.
She's violent sense. And strong. Gonzo would be Spock.
Yeah, but he does. But he still talks the same.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Doesn't change his character at all. Rizzo would be Riker.
Rizzo would be Riker, and then I get to hang out with Waldorf and Statler after I
these two
Piggy.
old men on this galaxy cruising ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and then you have because it's new Muppets. You can have Kermit's little protege. He can be Wesley Crusher. That works perfectly.
Do you think Waldorf and Statler would be Q, or do you think Sam that Eagle makes, would be Q?
No,
I think Sam Eagle would be Worf.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sam Eagle would be a good Worf.
Yeah.
It would be funny to make Miss Piggy Deanna Troi.
No,
she has to keep stopping herself. She's an empath.
She's just a second security officer.
It would make sense for her to be Dr. Crusher because, like, her and Picard sort of had something. But then she left the show after the first season, so.
Yeah, and she's leaving Kermit for me.
Yeah, me and Miss Piggy fucked.
I fucked her. That TikTok I sent you about, like, guys like to say, I fucked her. Did she come? It's just a bunch of women mad at me because I couldn't get this Muppet to orgasm. What? I'm rubbing the arm under the felt. I don't understand.
It's not my fault that the puppeteer couldn't do his job.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a better actor. Then the puppeteer is a puppet master.
The puppeteer didn't know how to make Miss Piggy's toes curl.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I guess we're going to have to keep all this in for when we do the Star Trek
Muppet
episode.
Dog?
Huh?
Who's the dog Muppet? The one that plays piano?
Oh.
That's probably got to be
I know
the
who
data.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Muppet what plays me.
There's also that Muppet who I thought was a new
Fozzie,
Muppet.
His name is Ralph. Been... Ralph.
Yeah, Ralph.
R-O-W-L-F.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fozzie Hell Bear could be a good Data.
Oh, that's true too.
Because Data is kind of like,
Fozzie
you know.
Fozzie Bear is the computer simulation that teaches Data comedy.
That's true. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well then who would be Data then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it might be Ralph.
Yeah, you think
or
so?
It could still be Fozzie Bear, because Fozzie Bear is a bigger name, and then who we get to teach him comedy is Andrew Dice Clay doing classic Andrew Dice Clay from, like, the 80s.
Oh, God. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and so he's like, hey, Data, what you gotta do is like this. I was looking at Deanna Troi with those pants creeping off our ass.
And perfect. Mm-hmm. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, he could be Geordi because he has no eyes. Yeah,
that's true.
Because he has no eyes at all. And then, what do we got? We got Beaker. There's a guy. I didn't know one of the Muppets from the band is named Dr. Teeth. Oh my god.
Yes. Oh, and he's one of the best ones too. He's great.
Yeah. He's the phenomena Waldorf. Yeah, Statler and Waldorf would be a good cue. Animal could be. Who could Animal be?
Yeah, I guess we should probably talk about How I Met Your Father. I don't think we have enough members of the Star Trek to fill that out. Yeah, I guess.
Oh, Pepe the King Frog or the King Prawn. Stupid.
Pepe the King Frog.
That's Kermit. Kermit's the King Frog.
Yeah, dude. And it's not easy being green, I'll tell you that. But you know what else it's not easy being? It ain't Your easy father. Being white.
Thought you were gonna say it's not easy being your father.
It's not easy being your father. That's just my favorite bit on Arrested Development. That ain't easy being brown. And so I think Franklin is gonna be playing Ian in How I Met Your Father. I think it would be pretty woke to replace the black character played by a black actor with a puppet with a puppet from 2003.
No,
we can't. I think it'd be pretty woke, dude. I think everyone will love it.
So I know the setup is obviously going to be that Ian will return from Australia just in time to cast some conflict into Hillary Duff's life as she's about to pick the Britannic guy.
Is she gonna marry Chris Lowell?
But think about this. Think about this for a second. How fucked up would it be if she decided to just be a homewrecker to the bar guy?
That would be pretty awesome.
Because they throw
him in.
And then they introduce this conflict in his life because she works in LA as a doctor, which like what the fuck? Why didn't he just move with his wife to LA?
Wait, was that what happened? I thought that she was just oh my god, she moved to LA in that?
In LA. I don't understand why she'd have to go to LA to do a surgery if she works in New York.
That's right.
It doesn't make any sense. Why
she's cheating on him. That's
I'm like, well, obviously
that's gonna be the reveal. That's gonna be the mid-season reveal.
As the doctor,
and we're gonna be
she has to be making more money than him. I'm like, how much can you give a shit about this bar project you have in New York? Like, you don't. What the fuck are you talking about? Move with your wife to LA. You are causing problems for your wife.
Dude, I have to start this bar so that I can get.
So that I have to start this bar so I got a place for my buds to hang out.
$20,000 a year. Hey, he's got a regular in that British guy who they made be his friend.
That's true. Which it would be pretty cool
if she ends up with a British guy, though. I think that's going to be the difference because he's the only charming man. That's who I'm writing in. Is the end? It's not the obvious one. It's going to be the British guy. That's who I'm choosing for our version.
I like this idea of that is one goofy thing that's like it's not goofy enough on its own. But I was like. No, there is no woman alive who thinks that you need to be this covert about introducing men to each other. It's not like you're introducing like two different cats into the same house. If you just situate like a guy near another guy long enough, they will become lifelong friends.
Three guys,
yeah.
And they're like, it's
this thing where it's like there has to be this opportunity for miscommunication that this is actually for someone else. It's like, no, you could just say let's hang out. It's just really nothing else more complicated than this.
Honestly, we've put more work into this show than any of the writers have.
this might be the one we don't write.
Yeah. Well, no, I wrote a full season.
Did you?
Yeah, I wrote a full season where I have sex with Hilary Duff, Kim Cattrall, the British guy, The roommate, all of that. Yeah, I worked that in.
For that, you're gonna have to listen to Levi's spinoff podcast, TV for Me.
TV for Me.
Just me.
I'm writing TV for Me today.
I just write that TV for Me. Well, what else is there to say about How I Met Your Father that wasn't already said by How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, really. Oh my god, really. See, even that we can workshop, because it's like, well, you could have just gotten the mother in that. I know that she has a better career now.
Yeah.
But you still could have gotten that, and you could have just followed her story instead. Much easier, much better setup.
Going off of what you were saying about, like, how uncomfortable it is, the idea of this woman telling her child about like, damn, you're not going to believe all the dick I had before I met your dad. I thought the setup to How I Met Your Mother was just the reverse of that, of like, you're not going to believe all the pussy I was tearing up before I met your mom. Yeah. But it is almost, not yeah, almost, yeah, yeah. It is equally as embarrassing to be telling the story of like, you're not going to believe how much of a weird sexless loser I was.
You're not going to believe how much my friend was fucking.
And how cool I thought my rapist friend was.
Yeah, how much my friend was fucking? Well, I didn't understand how. Yeah, my rapist friend fucked so much.
Yeah, I thought my rapist friend was so cool until I met your mom and she made us stop hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Which yeah, is exactly. What I assume how that plot goes.
Yeah.
That Barney was killed by someone pushed him in front of a subway train because he had terrorized half the... He's the proto-West Elm Caleb. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
He's terrorized half the women of New York.
Yeah. Well, are you ready to sign off, buddy? Because I feel like it's been had.
Yeah, I think we pretty much got this one in the bag.
Hell yeah.
So, with that, I've been one of your co-hosts, Eric.
And I've been Levi.
And this has been another episode of Television for White People. Thanks for tuning in. And, you know, we still got an open receptacle for any questions or any, you know...
Any answers, too.
Any... Yeah, if you have answers. Can tell me who killed JFK. I have an active investigation open.
Yeah, exactly.
If you need advice and you want it answered, you want your questions answered on the show, you can email us, and all of that information will be in the description, wherever you get your podcasts, whatever
that's right.
Garbage receptacle you retrieve the tapes I've been leaving around the city.
Because we're Nardwar. We have to know.
I think... with that, thanks for listening.
Eric, Levi.